Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha, the halachas of Chodesh Elo. We mentioned yesterday the concept of saying slichos. We quoted the Shulchan Aruch who mentions that the minhag of the Sfardim is already right after Chodesh Elo to begin starting to say slichos up through Yom Kippur. They say slichos, and the Ashkenazim, we have a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. So like this year, Rosh Hashanah is going to be less than 4 days. So after this year, it's on a Tuesday, I believe. So we're going to push up slichos to the week before. So that is the minhag of the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. So the question we're going to discuss today is the time to say slichos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Matei Ephraim, from the Matei Ephraim. They both quote that the best time, the most ideal time to say slichos is at the end of the night before Alos HaShachar. So Alos HaShachar is machlokes, whether it's 72 or 90 minutes before Netzachama. Let's just go with 90 minutes to make the times easier. So if Netzachama is at 6 a.m., which is right around there in Eretz Yisrael right now, it's at 6 a.m., so at 4:30, before 4:30, you should start saying slichos, because that time is the Zman of Alos HaShachar. That's the best time to be saying your slichos. That's the first man, that's the time of Eis Ratzon, and that's the inyan of saying slichos. There are another minag is to say it after Chatzos. After Chatzos, Laila, the Rav Moshe discusses this, and Gros Moshe Rechaim Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf Hey, and he discusses this. He writes the minhag was for many years to mitoras hakadmonim to say slichos at chatzos as well, not just at Ashmoras Avokim before alos, but to say it at chatzos. He thinks would be at least on the same level, and it's in the name of the Sefer Musar, which is one of the achronim. They bring down also early in the last 100 years. He writes that the people get up at chatzos laila, and that's what they would say slichos. Or Chaim Kanievsky even is quoted as saying that it's better to say it at chatzos laila than it would be at Ashmoras Avokim. So those both, there's ways, mikan alakan. So if you do either one of those two things, those seem to be the two best opportunities. However, it's very interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyashiv both thought that if a person is going to be saying slichos, staying up, you'll just stay up till chatzos, and then go to sleep, and then daven later. So they think that it's better to get up earlier, even if it's going to be after Netzachama. But let's say you'll go to 6 o'clock, so 6 o'clock is already Netzachama, but 6 o'clock you'll go to slichos, as opposed to davening later. They thought that might be more preferable. That's a shaila. The Baal Chavar over here, the Sefer Yerachamim, is bothered by that. He says, "What do you mean? At the end of the day, we see beferish that Chatzos is Eis Ratzon after Laila, and that seems to be better than after Netzachama." So Lechora, he finds it a little bit difficult, but he says maybe they got the reason is because the idea that the Shulchan Aruch says we're mashkim baboker, we get up early. Person just stays up late and goes to a later shacharis at 7:30. He's not really mekayim anything, and Rav. Sternbach and Chuvas Vanagos, Yishav Refuah Shleima, I believe, is in the hospital right now. So Yishav Refuah Shleima should be close to the quoting Yishav Refuah Shleima. So he says that the Iker Gadol is to be getting up early and to get up a Shmoras HaBoker. And he says that those who make later minyanim, they go to Chatzos and they just daven later instead of davening. Let's say they daven every morning at 6:30, daven at 7:30, and they do Chatzos. He says, okay, it's a nice thing that they're davening Chatzos, but they're missing the Iker is to be getting up early also. So he says during these times, even though it's difficult, a person should be mizaris himself to try to get up. But listen, it's only 2 weeks a year we show Kashbar. So we're going to try to go beyond our teva a little bit, even though a person normally is used to X amount of hours of sleep. This time period, it's a little bit better if he could try to be closer to sleep. Now there is a heter that the post can bring down if it's going to be for bnei yeshiva. People are learning in yeshiva who, if it's going to really be mafriya, they're learning. So that's something that everyone should be mechashbein whether or not it's going to interfere with their learning. But that's something that these 2 weeks is really the whole purpose is ideally to try to show Gosh Baruch Hu that we're getting up special early to be doing the slichos. Now, when it comes to slichos before chatzos, this is very common on the first night. There are people who have a minyan at 10, 11 p.m. Based on the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tafkuf Samachais, if Katan Yabez, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not allowed. You're not allowed to say the Yud Gimel Midos, saying Yud Gimel Midos before chatzos is a time of din, and you're not really being ordered any rachamim chas v'shalom. So you're not supposed to be doing that. And Rav Moshe Bishas and Chakri, they were talking about a shul, he couldn't get a minyan otherwise. He says, Lahora Shah, that then they have to, he's very, I read the tshuva, he writes inside that you have to write that this is a one-time thing. We're not doing this, and this is something that you use a Hora Hashav for this 1 year. We're going to try next year to try to do it at Chatzos. That he was matir, but anything else he does not allow. So Lemaisa, a person, it's definitely ideal to be staying up Chatzos the first night. That's the minug that we say at Chatzos. Some explain because we say b'motzei menucha. And Davka Motzei Menucha is going to be after Chatzos. That's the minhag, as many people do it at Chatzos. There are those who do it Ashmoras HaBoker also. We say Ashmoras HaBoker, and we have the lashon of Ritzei Asiras and Melmdan Belelos. that the dafka has to be kodem alos shachar, and those piyutim are dafka meant to be mentioned at the time that's before Netzachama. If you say this after Netzachama, there's a real shaila. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that that you shouldn't write, you shouldn't say ritzah arasim beyondam balelos, because you're not getting up balelos. You're after Netzachama. If you have a minyan at 8 o'clock in the morning, you have to fix around some of the words of the piyutim, because they specifically mention how you're getting up in the middle of the night. And if you're not, that's a lie. You're gilu saying Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm getting up in the middle of the night, and you're not. You're getting up after Netzachama, so you should not. You should not be saying those words. But going back to the minyan at 10 or 11 p.m., they're very, very problematic. According to many postmasters of Kol Shlita, they assume that it's better to daven at the regular, say at 7:30 in the morning, say a slichos, the first night we're talking about, the first Motzei Shabbos, and don't say it at 10, 11 p.m. It's worse to be saying it at 10, 11 p.m. because it's Ismaya Din, or Mishra Berurah says you're not allowed to. So what the heter is, well, there are some who are knowing like this. I'm not exactly sure what the heter is, but it seems to be the fairest of Mishra Berurah at the vast of postkim, that they all say that it's better to say to daven a regular shacharis on the Sunday morning and say slichos then than it is to do it at 10, 11 p.m. anytime before chatzos laila. So that's a very important thing that a person should keep in mind when it comes to saying slichos. We'll end up with one more halacha, is that if someone who happened to wake up late, and if he says the full slichos, he's going to miss the kriyat shema with seder habrachos, and he's going to have to say kriyat shema by itself and then say kriyat shema without brachos later. So there are those who want to be who said that maybe in that circumstance you should daven shacharis first and only afterwards say slichos. And the reason is because kriyat shema seder brachos is a very important thing. Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Siman Mem Vav Sifkat Lamed Aleph. The Bir Halacha discusses more about barichos, is that you're supposed to say kriyat shema seder brachos, and if you're missing that out, then that's something that maybe that you should be davening shacharis for. But the post can point that also. But if you're never machmer this during the year over here, you don't have to be machmer all of a sudden now this time. If normally you'll say kriyat shema without the brachos and you're making this every Shabbos, like any 9 o'clock minyan, 90% of the year is not going to be making kriyat shema seder brachos. You have to say kriyat shema earlier. So then this also would be the same halacha. So then you should say kriyat shema right away. Then go back to say your kriyat shema. Then go to slichos and then daven like in a normal fashion. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with a few more halachas of the shatz, the sheikh tzibur, talis, and things like that. Be'ez Hashem, in tomorrow's daily halacha.